Now, the Eucharist of Congress, as you know, is first of all under the authority of the Holy See, which is how I got involved. Well, the church involved me. We got 15 people, 17 we hope, by the 4th of January to be going to Seville. Each one has to pay their own way of transportation, lodging and all the rest. So the Holy See is involved, and of course, the church in Spain. So, now, money is needed to even do the work that we were told to do, because we've been given, did I distribute the assignments? We're not getting one penny for our services, either from Rome or from Seville. So, and I mean this because this is the way I've been working for 23 years. It is sinful for a priest to celebrate Mass without vestments when they are available. This has occurred in the parish, in this archdiocese. Yes. Objectively, it is sinful. Now, God knows subjectively. Given so much confusion was on some priests' minds. I recently stopped at St. Patrick's in Brighton while on my lunch hour and found a number of these copies on the shelf. After but a short review, I found it to be spiced and heresy. For example, please see the highlighted. What did the church do? What did Jesus do at the Last Supper? He had been invited to his apostles to eat and drink. Time that he was his own body and blood, he then asked them to remember him always by doing the same thing among themselves. How did the church do this? At Mass. The priest announces that Jesus said and did what Jesus said and did the Last Supper, and himself offers bread and on some occasions wine to the people to eat. My God. That's a prayer. Imprimatur, Archbishop of Newark, so pray for the church. Is it necessary to be formally enrolled to receive the benefits and protection from wearing the scapular? If so, could you conduct an enrollment at the last class in Ann Arbor on 5/23? Well, Pius XI declared, it is not necessary objectively to gain the indulgences and the blessings of the scapular. A medal may be worn instead of the scapular, so said Pius XI. However, having said that, again to use the word subjectively, there is great benefit in wearing a scapular. The scapular is a sacramental, does not confer grace as a sacrament does. It inspires grace through the faith that the person professes. So that other things being equal, wearing the scapular would be more beneficial than wearing a medal. I might do that on the last class in Ann Arbor. I recently stopped at St. Patrick's in Brighton. So, what is the reason for the difference in the four Gospels when the women went to witness that Jesus had then had risen. For example, one gospel says two women or three men, one angel or two angels. There are a few others. Well, this is part of the science of, well, of interpretation of hermeneutics. Each evangelist is telling what actually took place. He's writing from his own perspective. There is no objective contradiction between or among the four Gospels. Remember, there were women, there were two women, there was one woman, there were three women. And each case we have to explain, and this is what the science of interpretation of the Bible is all about. In the New Testament is the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. Not always. In St. Matthew, he regularly, with almost no exceptions, speaks of the kingdom of heaven. The other three evangelists, again almost without exception, speak of the kingdom of God. And clearly, the kingdom of heaven literally means the destiny. Heaven as our destiny. The kingdom of God identifies not so much the destiny as the origin of that kingdom from God and then leading to the possession of God. In other words, the kingdom of God then identifies what heaven is. It is the kingdom in which God is possessed. They became from God and were made for God. But no two texts in the New Testament, in no two texts, is the expression, either one, kingdom of heaven or kingdom of God, does it mean precisely the same thing. The context must always be read. Second, is either the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God equivalent to the church? Yes. However, the church, as you know, has three levels of meaning. And if you take the three together, it has four levels. As we distinguish those who already have reached heaven from those who have not, it has a fifth meaning. In other words, the church militant on earth, church sovereign in purgatory, and church triumphant in really in heaven. However, can the kingdom of heaven mean the church on earth? Yes. Remember, he said, the essence of heaven is where the experience of the presence of God is enjoyed. Heaven is where, and that word where is important, where the experience of the presence of God is enjoyed. That should be on earth. And we do not enjoy God's presence here on earth. Well, you'll wonder why. Why bother? Has the church defined very much of the contents of the apocalypse? No. Except the church uses, especially in literature, a very deal of the apocalypse, and therefore, by its ordinary magisterium, has in effect taught infallibly not a small amount of the apocalypse, especially in speaking both of heaven and of our struggles here on earth. The Apocalypse is mainly a prophetic book foretelling two levels of the church's existence. The church militant. In other words, John lived at the end of the first century. And already, the mystical body of Christ, which is the church, began to experience what Christ experienced in his physical person while he was on earth. There's one thing we better understand. We're going to be as much faithful followers of Christ as we experience what Christ experienced in his life. Plenty of food, there's no opposition. And my friends get worried. Get worried. Then you really have cause for anxiety. That's why it's such a thrill to well have the church in such wonderful conflict today. Just this must be the true church. How solid is the Navarre Bible Commentary? I haven't read it all. I would say it's okay, but I think I told you, didn't I, that the overzealous people made a mistake, I think, in using the Protestant text of the Bible for their commentaries. And, of course, the Protestant text that has been. Do you have a copy there? Of the Navarre? At least the English. Now, maybe other languages may not use it, but at least the English Navarre Bible uses, I believe, the Revised Standard Version. And with, what I would say is basically a Catholic interpretation. It's not necessary. I think I told you I was approached by the Open Day people about 12 years ago to work with them on this, but no way that I could give it the time. I would never have allowed what they did. They should have used the Vulgate. Are there any other good scripture commentaries in print? Any others? No? There are, unfortunately, not many in English. Not many in English. What I might do next time, somebody will remind me. Maybe call up, Mike might maybe call up and remind Cecilia to remind me to bring the Nelson Thompson commentary, not commentary, concordance, and then also the commentary that I regularly use, published in Great Britain. At times in the commentary, they retranslate the text used. So that's good. That's to their credit. But then, you give the wrong signal, though. As though it does not matter what translation of the Bible you use. It sure does. Can I finish these questions? It's 8:30. Can I finish the question? Is it possible to subscribe to Acts Apostolic Societies? If so, could we be given information to order? Yes. And Mike, same thing. Michael, would you please, this thing, subscription to Acts Apostolic Societies as the Pope's official documentary, comes about 4, 6, 8 times a year, depending on how many documents. And it becomes official church teaching when it occurs in the Acta Apostolic Societies. And the literal meaning is Acts of the Apostolic See. In Latin, of course, on occasion maybe in English, but basically in Latin. Is there still a place called Limbo? Well, if there was, you'd be sure that Raymond Bell and others didn't put it out of existence. Well, I enjoy these questions. As you know, the church teaches, based yourself on the scripture, that you're absolutely certain that baptism is required for salvation of those that not reach the age of reason. I'm absolutely sure that baptism will indeed bring a person to heaven. We can legitimately trust in God's mercy that maybe perhaps He might bring to heaven those who are unbaptized before they reach the age of reason. So, over the centuries, Nimbo then is a theological conclusion from the Church's centuries of teaching that if, and we have every reason in Scripture to believe that whatever God does for those who are not baptized before reaching the age of reason, He will certainly not condemn them. That's obvious. And if we cannot be absolutely sure they're going to go to heaven, where will they go? Well, that's limbo. Now, there are two limbos. One that is an article of faith. The limbo of the fathers, as we say, the limbo patrum, where the souls were more than just of the old law before Christ, death on Calvary, resurrection, and ascension. They were not in heaven. Nobody went to heaven before Christ went to heaven. So limbo patrum, as we call it, limbo of the fathers, is no theological conclusion. It's part of our faith. Now the limbo infantium, as the term, the limbo of the infants, is a theological conclusion. And the Church has condemned the Jansenists, condemned them for denying limbo. Where do the aborted babies go? As I said, we may, and depending on the English translation, which I, well, haven't seen, we may be just as well. The accommodated translation of, well, of Zemanin's cardinal law. But there are grounds for believing that God in His mercy will bring to heaven those who have been aborted. I notice grounds for believing, but we're not absolutely sure. Home study course questions. The good angels merited to remain in heaven. Why is the answer false? Because they were not in heaven in the first place. So they couldn't merit to remain in heaven. They weren't there yet. Now the word of heaven in Scripture has at least 12 meanings, including the beatific vision, but not only. The immortality of the soul is a supernatural grace from God. Why is the answer false? Because it is not a supernatural grace. It is a preternatural gift. Well, then you have to explain preternatural. And then you go on to, no doubt, 9:45. 3. Materialists sent or deny the existence of the soul as a spiritual substance. Why is the answer false? Deny the soul as a spiritual substance. I say on two grounds the answer is false. Materialists simply do not believe in anything spiritual. So it's not just that the soul is not a spiritual substance, the spiritual does not exist. And again, the materialists deny the existence of the soul. Well, their focus is not on denying the existence of the soul as a spiritual substance. The materialists deny the existence of anything which is not, you know, in their own language, material, which is not quantitative, extended in space. In other words, the materialists deny that anything which is not sensitive or perceptible exists. This is quite a question. In the Little Rock Scripture Study, Introduction, the Bible and Blessed Sacrament are equated in importance. As leader of study session, I just accept this statement. The Scriptures are venerated and the Blessed Sacrament is venerated. This quote is given, quotes, "The Church has always venerated the divine Scriptures, just as she venerates the body of the Lord, since from the table of both the Word of God and the body of Christ, she unceasingly receives and offers to the faithful the bread of life, especially in the sacred liturgy." Well, no. Now, this is the constitution of divine revelation. And this is where the Latin is so necessary. I don't have a Latin text. I am morally certain, don't have a Latin text, that the Latin does not say the Church has always venerated the divine Scriptures just as she venerates the body of the Lord. Interestingly, the priest moderator in the video we watched advised against using the Douay Rheims or the covered immersions, calling them not acceptable. Of course they're not acceptable to him. What else? Poor man. Thanks for the questions. So then I've given you some homework. And thanks for the question. Shall we pray? And then, by the way, I have a 9 o'clock telephone call from Washington till 9. I'm free then after maybe 9:15 or so, too. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O Mary, conceived without sin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.